Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Yud Daled Amud Aleph, 12 lines down. The Gemara is discussing Rav Huna's statement regarding Rav Yossi's position in the Mishnah. Rav Huna made a statement that even if he was mefagel b'yerach shel yamin, it will not impact the yerach shel shmol. We brought a braita which seemingly undermined that position that's assigned to Rabbi Yossi, because we said the only person who could author that the braita would be Rabbi Yossi. And over there it seems to indicate that that's not true. The statement of Rav Huna is not true. The Gemara said no, that the author of that braita is Rabbi. And don't read Shtehen being the two chalot, but rather Shnehem, the two kvasim. And the whole purpose of this braita is Lafuki mid Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who we bumped into in Tzvachim before, which is that you can be mefagel b'chatzim matir. The ability to be mefagel b'chatzim matir is the position of Rabbi Meir. Along comes this braita, authored by Rabbi now, that says, no, that's not true, that you can't have pigul. Ad shemigel b'shnehem, until you have the machshava by the two kvasim. We're talking about here the two kvasim anatzeret, but the shtei alechem. And that was the conclusion of the Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, ihochi, my the olam. Why is the term the olam used over here? If you look back at the braita, it's the third to last line on the previous amud. It says, "Eifei Rav Nachman Rav Huna la olam ein bo karet shivagel b'shtein bekazayit." So what's the olam? What's that additional word for always? Iyamar bishlama bishtehem uvishnehem. If you think that the braita means both shtehen and shnehem, meaning that it's talking about both the chalot and the kvasim, the shnehem would refer to the kvasim, the shtehen would refer to the chalot, and that would mean until you have a machshava by both matirim meaning that you have a machshava both that the when kevis number one is done and when kevis number two is done, and number two is that you can affect both of them, shtehem, that even if you have a kazayit over the two of them, that would impact. So if you say that's true of both of these items, the Rabbi Yossi here, and the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, uleafuke mid Rabbi Meir umid Rabbonon ka'ati, then his statement, Rabbi Yossi's statement in this Mishnah would come to exclude the position of Rabbi Meir and exclude the position of the Rabbanan. What comes to exclude the position of Rabbi Meir, because he says you need shnei kivasim. You have to have a machshava by both of the matirim. It's not enough to have the machshava by a single matir. Single matir is one of the kvasim. Here you require both of them. That's lefukei Rabbi Meir. Lefukei mi rabbonon, the rabbonon of our Mishnah. Come lefukei rabbonon of our Mishnah, say that if you're mefagel in one lechem, it affects the other lechem. Rabbi Yossi says they're independent. And that word means shtehen. Shtehen means until you are mefagel bishtehen, and until you affect both of them, they are not pigul. If you only did one of them, the other one would not be pigul. So that's why you would say the olam. The olam comes to say that Rabbi Yossi's position comes lafuke many other positions, including Rabbi Meir b'chatzi mati or mefagel b'chatzi mati. The rabbanon who say that if you're mefagel b'chatzi achilo, that the other part gets affected as well. So therefore, if you say that, then I know haynu dekamar l'olam. Now I understand why the braita says the olam. Eli amar to rabbanon. If you say this is the rabbanon, Rabbi oliba de the shita to rabbanon lafuke min Rabbi Meir, and it's all it's coming to do is to exclude the position of Rabbi Meir that you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir, my le'olam. What's this le'olam teaching you? What additional items you have that you say le'olam seems to indicate something bigger, something more than simply one opinion versus another? Zva'od. And an additional problem we have here, ha'amar Rav Ashi, that we have Rav Ashi who says tashma. Rabbi Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Pigel v'davar hanaseh b'chutz, pigel. V'davar sem nifnim lo pigel. If a person who is standing b'chutz is a machshava about something that's b'chutz, that has a din of pigel. But if he has a machshava about something that's done b'fnim, lo pigel. Ketzad, what does that mean? Hayamid b'chutz. Now chutz and pnim here mean in the azara, and pnim means in the kodesh, or the kodesh ha-kodeshim. So ketzad, hayamid b'chutz. If he's standing on the azara, v'amar, harini shochet, shchita. The avodah shchita is done outside in the azara, even for the chatot, ha-pnimiyot. The shchita is done outside. Amanat azot mi damo lemachar, the azat adama, the chatat pnimit, is done inside the kodesh, or inside the kodesh hakodeshim, and I have in mind azot lemachar. So this is chutz lizmano. But my machshava is from shchita, which is done outside in the azara, to the zrikat adama, azat adama, that is done inside. So that won't work. Lo pigel. That won't work. Shemachshava bachutz Because your machshava is happening b'chutz by the shechita about something that happened inside the kodesh or the kodesh hakodeshim. If he's inside, now he's doing the hazaot adam inside the heichal, and he says there that he has a machshava. Well, the emurim, even the chatot pnimiyot, go on the mizbeach chitzon, or the shvoch shiraim. The remaining blood gets poured on the yisod ma'aravi shel mizbeach chitzon. So the shvoch shiraim the machar. So that's chutz lizmano, but items that are done outside of Nezara, again lo pigel. The machshava that you have is taking place or transpiring inside the heichal, because that's where you're doing the azot adam. Bidavar naseh b'chutz, about something that happens outside of the heichal, inside the azara, which is either the aktarat emurim or the shvichat shiraim. Hayom made b'chutz ve'amar, if he's standing outside, ve'amar he's shochet, shkita dan outside in the azara. Amanot lishpoch shiraim limachar, with the intent to put the shiraim, shvichat shiraim, limachar chutz lizmano, u the haktir imurim limachar, put the imurim on the mizbech kitzon limachar. Now, he's standing b'chutz, because you're doing the shkita, which is b'chutz, and you're speaking about avudot that will be done b'chutz. That is both the Shvichat Shiraim, here you have to say it's according to the Mandamer that it's Me'akev, and the Emurim, which are also put on the Mizbeach Kitzom. So now I have a case of Pigul, because I have a Machshava Bachutz, B'davar Anaseh Bachutz. My Machshava is done during an Avodah Bachutz of Shkita, about items that will also be done Bachutz. The Shvoch Shiraim, Livgule B'ayim. So the Gemara asks about this Braita, the Shvichat Shiraim, what is its mifagel? This is the break is over. Part of the question on how do you really believe that what Rav Huna said about Rav Yossi is right or correct? The first problem we had with Rav Huna's position regarding Rav Yossi is this break, the break of Le'olam. Right, the Olam, we're finding a hard time setting it up in a way or a situation which addresses all the factors that there. We tried to set it out like Rabbi, tried to say with Shnehem and not Shnehem. We got that far, but then the Gemara says, what do you do with the word Olam? The Olam seems to indicate that this is really authored by Rabbi Yossi. And if it's really authored by Yossi, I understand what the Olam means. The Olam is coming to Afuki Rimeir and the Rabbanon. So now I understand why it says the Olam, but that means it's authored by Rabbi Yossi. If it's authored by Rabbi Yossi, it says, Achivigel b'shtehen. Shtehen means that if I have a machshava about both of them, then it would be mifagel. Well, if it would be mifagel, that goes against the position of Rav Huna, who says that you have regal here, regal there, they're separate. Here you're talking about shtei lechem, which are even more separate than the yerach yamin and the yerach small, and Rav Yossi still says they can be mitzterev. So that would undermine Rav Huna. The second statement that we're making now, which is the question brought from Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi has a statement from a Braita, which is Rabbi Yossi, is the author of this Braita. And the authorship of this Braita, we see that you have to have a machshava about something that you're going to do in the same location. The machshava has to be b'chutz, about something done b'chutz. You can't have a machshava b'chutz about something done b'fnim, or someone can't have a machshava b'fnim about something that's done b'chutz. Now, at the end of this Braita, the question, this is what the question is. When we said here that if a person goes ahead and has a machshav at the time of shchita, that he's going to do shvichat shiraim lemachar, he's going to do the shvichat shiraim outside of the zman, say yes, okay, now it's pigol because it's both bachutz. What are you mifagel? With the shiraim, what are you mifagel? That's Gemara's question. The shvach shiraim lefgulei mai. What do you cause pigol to? Ilem lefgulei dam, dam mi mifagel. If you're going to say that it makes the blood into pigol, blood doesn't have any din of pigul because it's a matir. And we learned in the Mishnah of Atznan and Tzvachim, Elu Dvarim Shein Chayv Elem Mishum Pigul. These are the items that have no pigul associated with them. Akkometz v'alavona v'aktoret u'minchat kohanim u'minchat nesachim u'minchat kohen Mashiach v'hadam. All these items are matirim. A matir does not become, it can generate pigul, it can cause pigul, but they are not nit pagel. They do not accept pigul, they do not become pigul. Elapshita. What it must be, if gulei basar. Talking about the basar of the behemah. Even though the basar is the sreifa, nevertheless it becomes pigol, and therefore you'll be chayav if you consume this basar, you'll be chayav for the basar in tigul. El pshita left gulei basar. Gemara says hashto uma hatam delo chashiv bebe basar gufei. Over here, we has no machshava regarding the basar. Amar Rabbi Yosi mifagel. Yosi says it does become pigul, even though your machshava was about the dam, it affects the basar. Hocha de chashiv bebe bezevach gufei. Over here, where he's talking about the yerach hamin, and you want to say about the yerach small, lo kosher came to pigul be yerach hamin, pigul be yerach small. Of course, it should work that when you're talking about the same zevach itself, about the basar itself, that one side should affect the other side. Here you don't even have a machshava about the basar and it affects the basar. Here we have a machshava about the basar. Certainly, it should affect the whole basar. Ve'od, and another question. So when it comes to a k'mitzat mincha, the choshireha, ulaktir k'mitzat machar, moder Rabbi Yosi bezushi pigel, v'chayvanav karet, which is our mishnah. Laktir k'mitzat, and you say that I'm going to be makter the komets, what type of pigul am I creating over here? What becomes pigul? If you're talking about the komets of small, the komets itself, komets mi mifagel. Komets doesn't get pigul. We just read the Mishnah, but it's not. The Mishnah says that matirim don't get pigul. Elu dvarim shein chayvim aleihem mishum pigul. Komets v'kulei. Komets is one of the items that doesn't accept pigul. Therefore, elu pshita, if kulei shirayim, must be that it affects the shirayim. Again, ashta. Uma ha'tam talo chashibu v'shirayim gufei. Over there by the case where he doesn't have any machshava with regards to the shirayim whatsoever, mifaglei, there it becomes pigul. Over here, we're talking about the zevach itself. Lo koshkein, that if he affects the yerech yamin, he's going to affect the yerech small. So over here, now we conclude our three questions against this position of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rabbi Yossi believes that pigul is so separate to the point that if, like in our Mishnah, you have the lechem apanim, and if you do six, the other six are fine. By the shtei alechem, if you do one of them, the other one is fine. Goes far as to say that if you did yerech yamin, the yerech small is fine. On that, we brought three questions. We brought first the Braita, that we said must be authored by Rabbi Yossi. And then it says that you connect the shtei alechem, when you can connect the shtei alechem, that means that we don't view them as separate entities. Shtei alechem, which are clearly separate entities, he doesn't say they're separate entities, then certainly by the yerech yamin and yerech small. Gemara went through a number of iterations. Maybe it's Rabbi, maybe this, maybe that. But the Gemara in the end comes back and says it's got to be Rabbi Yosef because of the word leolam. Then they brought Rav Ashi and Ravina. Each one of them has a braita that speaks about Rabbi Yossi's position. Rav Ashi brings a braita that speaks about Rabbi Yossi's position that shows that Rabbi Yossi believes that you can have a machshava about a mifagel, and that will impact on the shirayim. That will impact on the other items that are fine. You have a machshava about the shirayim adam, and it affects the basar. You have, Ravina says, you have a machshava about the komets, and it affects the shirayim. So here we have a machshava about something, and it affects another item that you don't have a machshava about. Then certainly, when it comes to yerech yamin, yerech small, we're having a machshava about this item, it should affect the other item over there. Right, so now, Gemara is going to offer up an alternative here, which is Rabbi Yochanan's alternative. Alternative to Rav Huna now. Alternative in explanation of what Rabbi Yossi's position is, and that's what we're up to now. Just want to note, there's something interesting in Rashi over here that Rashi points out, what was the Gemara's Havamina that they should be pigled by a comet? How could you have pigled by a comet? Because, Vikash, Pshita, the comet's lo mechayve le karet, mishum pigle, daki achamine, pakule pigule. If you eat the pigle over here, shari lo karet v'matir. By pigle, you have to have karet v'matir k'mitzvato. Well, by the mincha, what's karet v'matir k'mitzvato? The comet's going on the mizbeach. Well, if you eat the comets didn't go on the mizbeach, so there can't be any more pigle. Maybe retroactively, there's no pigle here because you never finished the process of being makriv v'matir k'mitzvato. He says, no, it's a case here, and this we had in Zvachim a number of times. Sheshalat the or berubo, the fire caught the comets berubo, the choshe k'man de karev. Consider that it was karev already, but it hasn't been totally consumed. It's not a charred brick yet already, so therefore it has still some sense of you can consume it. It's after the status of where it was already karev, but at a point where it still has some sort of edibility to it, and therefore you'll be chayav for pigul in that sense. Not an easy case. Again, in the Gemara's answer, it's nothing to do with the comets. In the end, it's the basar.
Isn't there a shita that is going to be mitzarev ma'achal adam ma'achal mizbeach? That's really a kasha on that shita.
Now there you're talking about the machshava, you're not talking about the actual eating. This case here of the comets is he actually eats the comets. all these other things, so that he said makshava to eat or makshava laktir, that's a different thing. He never eats them, or he never doesn't have to eat them. He doesn't have to be maktir them. Those are just makshava about what he's doing. So that's the difference. Here he's physically, if we're saying that he's eating it, to be chayav in pigul, you have to actually consume it in the end. And then makshava creates pigul, therefore if you consume it afterwards, it'll be pigul. Problem with that is anything that has to do with the mizbeach, you need to get it to the mizbeach in order to be kareva matirka mitzvato. Now generally you're talking about emurim, which are not ma'akiv the kaparo, so there it's not a problem. Over here we're talking about something that's ma'akiv the kaparo, because the kometz is the equivalent of the zrika dadam. So therefore, how could you even think that it would be the case that you ate it and it would be pigul, because then you'd eliminate kareva matirka mitzvato. So the Gemara says, oh, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This is the reason, or this is the position of Rabbi Yossi. Akatuv asan guf echad, akatuv asan shnei gufin. The Torah talks about the shtei alechem as a unit, and it speaks about the shtei alechem as two units. Tosfos claims that the difference between them is, it says by taviu lechem tinufa, over there it refers to them as a single unit, lechem tinufa, talking about the shtei alechem, whereas by shnei gufim, because it says shtayim shnei esronim. Rashi, on the other hand, has a little different take on this, but he says, how do we know? Dein zuk sherel bazuk, dechtiv shtayim shnei esronim, deshmash v'shtayim v'lo achat, uchtiv solit tiena, and it says, v'chol chavaya ikuva. So you have two gufim because it says shtayim, that each one has a separate entity. On the other hand, it's ma'arev them because it says, makes them to a guf echad when it says there's a havaya, that they're ma'akev each other. Right? Either way, the pasuk refers sometimes to the shtei lechem as independent lechamim, sometimes it uses looks at them as a single unit. Therefore, if guf echad de ma'akve adadi, shnei gufim da marachmana, halachud avadi, v'chalachud avadi. So guf echad, because they are ma'akev each other, shnei gufim, they're considered two entities, because the Torah says, make this one separate from this one. It doesn't say make one big lechem, it says make two lechamim. So now, because the pasuk refers to them in two different manners, one is that they're a single unit, one is that they're two units, then the way you treat them will also have impact. And that means, irvinu mitarvim. If you join them together, they will be joined. That's the case of the Braita. The Braita that says if you have shtein kezayit, that you say there's a kezayit between the two of them, that will work. Because you're treating them like a single unit, and the pasuk also treats them like a single unit. On the other hand, Palginu, our Mishnah, where you only had a machshava about one of the lechamim, and Rabbi Yossi there says the other lechem is not affected. Why is that? Because min palgei dekatuv asan shnei gufim. Because the Torah also treats them like two gufim. So your machshava about the lechamim will line up with the way the Torah treats them. So if the Torah, you treat them as a single entity, it will line up with the aspect that the Torah considers them a single entity. If you treat them like two entities, then it will line up with the perspective of the Torah that makes them like two entities. So that's how we'll solve this problem of Biyosi. Biyosi is the author of our Mishnah, but he's also the author of the Braita, and that's not a stira, because both of them are true. Both are true in the sense that it can be a single unit, but it also can be two units, depends how you treat them. Now, by Rabbi Yochanan, pigel belachme toda mahu. What's the din if he has a pigel belachme toda? Now, belachme toda are 40 units that come. There are four different types of lechamim, 10 each. The question is, if you're mefagel one of them, does it affect the others? Meaning one unit or one seder of them, does it affect the others? Also, the mincha ma'afeh mahu. One of the 10 units here is a me'afeh tanur. Me'afeh tanur comes in two types. There's chalot and rikikim. And there's an opinion later on in the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon believes that you can bring 5 chalot and 5 rikikim, or you should bring 5 chalot, 5 rikikim when it comes to the me'afeh tanur. So now, when you affect one side, you affect the other. So the question could have been asked also, by the way, by the El Nazir. The El Nazir that also has multiple chalot that come with them. You could ask the same question there. We know by the Shtei Lechem that they're considered to be two units. The question is now by the Todah, and by the El Nazir, and here by the Mafet Anur, we have different types of lechamim. Does that make that, is that enough of a separation to make them different units? And Rabbi Yossi over here would say that if you're refagel by part, the other parts are fine. Or do we look at them as a single entity? Tanale Rabbi Tachlifa Mimarova, he had an explicit statement about this. V'chenata omer, belachme todah, v'chenata omer, v'mitchat me'afeh. The Rabbi Yossi's position extends even to the lachme todah, and even to the mitchat me'afeh, that it has halot and rikikim. If you are refagel a part of them, then the halot, it affects the rikikim, the rikikim affects the halot, but it depends how you treat them. Again, it'll go back to what we just said. sit in Rabbi Yossi's position that if you treat them as a single entity, then they'll be a single entity. If you treat them as separate entities, then they'll remain separate entities. And Rabbi Yossi's opinion by the Mishnah and the Braita will apply equally to the Lachmei Todah and to the Mechav Ma'afet, just like it applies to the Shtei Halach. Right, but they are a separate minim, but they come as a single unit for the Todah. So here, if you look, Rashi says, what's the safek here? Mi amrinan kevin de zevach echad matiran kechad damyan. Since there's one matir here. Supposedly the Shnei Alechem, which have two kvasim. So not only is there two matirim, there are two lechemim. Over here, you have one zevach that brings all 40 chalot. So that joins them to be a single unit. Odilma kevin de lav chad mino. Like you're suggesting, they're all different types. Maybe they should be separate entities. The answer to that is, no, that it's considered to be a single unit. If you treat it as a single unit, it'll be considered as two units if you treat them as separate units. So if you're mefagel by a specific type of matzah, the others will be fine. If you say a kazait between all of them, then it'll affect all of them. They can all be mitzarif to be a single unit. And the same thing with the mefeh tanur, Rashi says. But the mefeh tanur, even though you're bringing 10 from there, 5 of them chalot, 5 of them merkikim, but you only take one. You only give one of those to the Kohen. There's only one kometz off of them to the Kohen. So maybe they're a single entity because you only take one out of the 10 and give it to the Kohen. Both for the chalot and rikikim. Or because they're two different types. They're chalot and rikikim. So maybe they're separate. The answer again is that they're separate if you treat them separately. They're a unit, single unit if you treat them as a single unit. All right. B'tar Rabbanan, b'shat shchita, shchishev le'chol chatzi kezayit, u'b'shat shmika, shchishev le'chol chatzi zayit kigo. So now we're back to a regular zevach. We're back to regular pigul with the zevach. At the time that he's doing shechita, he has in mind to eat a chatzi kezayit of the basar chutz lizmano. Then at the time of zrikat the dam, he has a machshav again to eat another chatzi kezayit outside of the zman. Are they mitzarif? So the Gemara says, ipnei, they are pigul, because ipnei shechita zrikat mitzarfim. Shechita and zrikat mitzarif. And therefore, the chatzi zayit and the chatzi zayit become a single kezayit, and now you have a kezayit of pigul, when you have a machshava during shchita and zrika. The Gemara now wants to know, ikedamre, shchita v'zrika tetarvayu matirin in, kabbalah v'olacha, lo. Shchita and zrika can be mitzarei for the two avodot, because they both function the same way. They both are matirim. The zrika is matir, the chalavim, the akterat chalavim, and the shchita is to kadesh the dam to go on the mizbeach, and zrika is matir, the basar and the emurim. They're both matirim, and that's why they're mitzarei. On the other hand, kabbalah v'olacha are not matirim. They are not matirim. Now, how is it that the shchita is a matir? Rashi explains over here, something we'll see later in about two daf from now, is shchita is mekadesh the dam. Since the shchita is mekadesh the dam, kiddush hadam is the equivalent to being matir. Bala kadesh kibala hatir dami. So Rashi says, we can see that on Tetzai and Amid Bet, that bala kadesh is kibala hatir dami. And Zirka's materet. Tosos asked, wait, what about kibala hadam? Kibala hadam is also mekadesh inside of a klisha reit. Says, that's not true, because the dam is nitkadesh ayidei the sakin, by the knife. The knife is a klisha reit, and that's mekadesh the dam, and it's not the kabbalat betoch al-kli that does that kiddush. So therefore, this is only true if we're mitzarev shchit and zrika. If we're mitzarev shchit, a machshav by shchit, and a machshav by kabbalah or alocha, they would not be mitzarev. V'yigadam, right? Some say, hanach demirachakan. The example given here is something on either end, on the tail end. Shchita is the first avodah, zrika is the last avodah. But kosh keni hani demikarban. Certainly, those that are in between, the olacha and the kabbalah, will also be mitzarev. You can be mitzarev and machshav from any one of the four avodot. Ini, is this really true? Vatani levi, arba avodot, in mitzarefot lefigol. Levi says that the four avodot are not mitzarev lefigol. What are the four avodot? Shchita, zrika, kabbalah, olacha. They are mitzarev, echad l'sheni. Samarobo, lukasho, harabi, harabonon. One is the opinion of Rabbi, who says they cannot be mitzarev. Harabon, who says they can be mitzarev, tetanya. Shocheta da keves, lechol chatzi kezayit michalazu. V'chein ha'vavero, lechol chatzi kezayit michalazu. If, on the, again, we're back to Atzeret, we're back to Shavuot, where you shochate one keves, which is a chatzi of the matir, and then the other keves, each one to eat a chatzi kezayit of the chala. Rabbi Omer ani shuzeh kasher. He says that there is no pigul here because you only had a machshava of chatzi kezayit with each part of the matir. So you see that Rabbi believes that you can't have a chatzi machshava. You can't have a chatzi kezayit with this machshava, chatzi kezayit with this machshava, and be mitzarif them. Here you have two kvasim. Each one is a part of the matir, and you had a machshava by each part of the matir about one chala that we don't mitzarif them. So Rabbi will be the author.
Even if they were the same maaser.
They're both Shechita, and they're both Matirim over here, and Shechita is being done, correct. So now we'll say that Rabbi is the author of the Braita that we brought from Tani Levi, and the Rabbanim will be the author of the Braita that the Shechat Shechita and Shechat Zvika, that they are Mitztarif. So Amalei Abaye says to Rava, Imer, the Shmarei the Rabbi Chatzi Matir v'Chatzi Achilo. Wait, Rabbi is a unique case over there. I've been expressing it that way, but now we're going to focus on it, which is that in Rabbi's case, you're talking about a chatzi matir with a chatzi machshava, a chatzi achila, because you're having a chatzi kezayit with one keves, and then you have another chatzi kezayit with the other keves. Each one of those is a chatzi matir. So you have a chatzi matir with chatzi achila, chatzi achila. Maybe that's where Rabbi says they're not mitzdarei. But kulo matir v'chatzi achila, like our case over here by the shechita and the zrika, where you're doing the kulo matir. By the shechita, the entire machshava, you're doing the entire matir, which is shechita, and then you have a machshava of a chatzi achila, and then you do the zrika. The entire zrika is a singular matir, doesn't need anything else, and that is mitztare with the chatzi kezayit achila. Maybe over there you would agree. Mishmaile, how do you know that's true? Samalei rova bar Rav Chanan le'abaye v'eat nei the rabbi kulu matir v'chatzi achila. If you're right, let's say you're right, the rabbi holds that a kulu matir and chatzi achila ligzor chatzi matir v'chatzi achila atu kulu matir v'chatzi achila. Then Rabbi shouldn't have said kasher by the case of the Shteh Lechem, because it would have been gozer chatzi matir v'chatzi achila atu kulu matir v'chatzi achila. Da Rabbi Yossi gozer v'Rabbanan gazrei. That both the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan are gozer in such instances. Why? Rabbi Yossi gozer. Rabbi Yossi's gozer. That's not we had our Mishnah. Akter levonat machar. Maybe he has a machshava to makter levonat tomorrow. That's a machshava about the levona, which is it's a chutz lizmano machshava about the levona. If you remember, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you cannot be mefagel from matir to matir. If the komets and levona, according to Rabbi Yossi, the komets and levona are considered to be a single entity, and therefore, if you have a machshava from komets to levona, it has no impact. There is no pigle over here. And yet, what does Rabbi Yossi say about the levona? If you had a machshava from komets to levona, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says it's not pigle, but it is pasul. And so there you see, what is Rabbi Yossi? Because it's not like the levona tell the machar. Rabbi Yossi mer pasul veimbo kare. It's pasul, even though according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not pigle. Well, if it's not pigle, it should have been kasher. No, he says pasul, because also, if you do have a machshava about something that is, if you had a machshava about the komets, it would be pigle. So therefore, when you have a machshava about the levona where it's not pigle, he still says pasul, also having a machshava about the komets. And there, the chamim say pigle, v'chayvin al-karet. Rabbanon, nami gazrei, nor rabbanon, or gozer ditznan. Pigel bekomets belo belovana belovana belo bekomets. This is a mission that we haven't seen yet. That if you have a machshava pigel bekomets, not the vana vana belo bekomets. Rabbi Meir Omer pigel chayner v'lov karet. It's pigel because Rabbi Meir holds that you can even fagel bechatzim matir. But Rabbi Meir Omer pigel karet that you pigel bechol matir. You have to have a machshava throughout the matir. Matir is both the komets and the vana. Rabbi Meir Omer pigel chayner v'lov karet. Rabbi Meir Omer karet that you pigel bechol matir. But over there they don't say it's, they say it's not pigel, but it's still pasul, even though it's chatzi matir. So even though it's not reached the level of pigul, they still say that it is pasul. So even if you believe that Rabbi holds by kulo matir and chatzi achilo that it is pigul, then over here by chatzi matir and chatzi pigul by the Shteh Lechem and the Keves, he shouldn't have said kasher, he should have said pasul. It's not pigul, but it should be pasul. It should be goes there. Gemara says, how can you compare these cases? I'm like, Achi Ashto, how can you compare the cases? Bishlam ha'otam gazar Rabbi Yossi komets dilavona adu komets de mincha. Rabbi Yossi, there's gozer by the komets. When you have a machshav in the komets about the levona, it doesn't work, but he's gozer because atu komets de mincha. Because if you had a machshav about the komets itself, it would have worked. So that's what the altu is. Rabbanan gazarin komets atu komets de mincha tchote. And the Rabbanan are gozer about the komets, even though it's a chatzi matir here, because it's about the levona, because there is an instance where it's not a chatzi matir. A komets is not a chatzi matir by the minchat chotem. In minchat chotem, there is no levona. So the machshav is about the kola matir, ulevona. And if you have a machshav about the levona, why are they gozer there? Also levona, baba bezichin. Because the levona that comes by the lechem apanim, there's only levona, so it's not a chatzi matir there, it's a full matir. So there's a reason to be goes there in these cases, because you could, in some instances, create pigol in the exact same situation. So kvasim nami, what are you going to say about the kvasim? Keves atu keves chavero, bazach atu bazach chavero. By the kvasim, you can say the same thing. One keves because of the other keves, bazach atu bazach chavero. The one of the bazichim to the other bazichim. Elohocha. In our case over here, by Rabbi, miika chatzi matir v'chatzi achila ba'alma. Where else do you find a chatzi matir and a chatzi achila? The Rabbi is going to be worried that you get confused. Where are you going to get confused about this chatzi matra and this chatzi achila? There's nowhere else where we have such an item. Hachanami mistabro. That makes sense. The time of the rabbanon mishum hachihu. That the reason of the rabbanon is because we confuse it with other things. That makes sense. Tiktani seifa, because the seifa says modim chachamim and the Rabbi Meir b'minchat chotel minchat kenot. Chachamim agree to Rabbi Meir when it comes to minchat chotel minchat kenot. She pigal v'komets. She pigal v'chayven alav karet. She komets hu amatir. So that extra lotion, how lomeli? What do I need that for? The midnight cloud. Pshita, of course. Here you're mefagel in the whole matir. What's the question here? Mi kamatir achrina? Whether a matir is there that the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Meir. The fact that the Mishnah ends with the Chachamim agreeing to Rabbi Meir is because that's the whole reason for their gzerah. The whole reason for their gzerah is because there are instances where the chatzi matir does impact. When the chatzi matir is the kol matir, there it is a real impact. So therefore over here, what's a chatzi matir, we say, goes there out to when it's the full matir. Elav hakamashvalan, the time of the komets, mishum the ika komets, the minchat chotet, the damileb. That must be what it's showing us. And therefore, when it comes to Rabbi, it must be that Rabbi is the author of the position that says they're not mitzdarif, and the Rabbanan are the authors of the position that it is mitzdarif. Because if Rabbi believed they were mitzdarif, even if he doesn't believe these are mitzdarif, and therefore they are not pigul, nevertheless it should have been at least pasul, because it would have been in gozer altu. The fact that it's not gozer altu shows you that it must be that he believes they're kosher. The Gemara says no. Over there, Rabbi's not gozer altu because there's nothing to compare them to. If that's the case, then we don't have an answer to reconcile between the Breita of Levi and the Breita that we brought down where they are mitzdarif. So we don't know how to reconcile them. Rabba's attempt to reconcile them between Rabbi and Rabbanon now falls prey to the question of Abaye, which is, how do you know Rabbi really holds that? We don't have any proof that Rabbi holds that. If we don't have proof that Rabbi holds that, then we don't have a way to reconcile those two Breitot. So now Mishnah. Nitmeit achat min achalot, or achat min esterim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneem Yitzu de Beit HaSrifa, Shein Karbon Zibur Chalup, V'chamim Amim, Atameh B'tumato B'tor Yochal. So if the Shiraim, now we're talking about the Shiraim, part of the Shiraim became Tameh. So here we're talking about achat min achalot, of the Shtei Alechem HaNatzeret, or achat min esterim, six of the Lechem HaPanim, one of the Starim, one of the rows of the Lechem HaPanim became Tameh. Now, Yehuda says, Shneem Yitzu de Beit HaSrifa, the whole thing goes out to the Beit HaSrifa, because you cannot divide up a Korban HaTzibur. Korban HaTzibur has to be a unit. If you're missing a part of the unit, they all go. Chamim Varim say no. Tameh is Tameh. And the Tahor, what's remaining, can be Yochal, can be consumed. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elozer, Machloket Lifnei Zrika. Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only if this happened prior to Zrika. But Achar Zrika, Divrei Kol, Tameh B'tumato, B'tor Yochal. That after Zrika the Dam, when the Heksher has already taken place, then it's the Shiraim stand independently. And if something becomes Tameh, okay, that's Tameh, the Tahor remains Tahor. But if it's Lifnei Zrika, that's when their opinions are. If it is Zrika, Matlige. So then what do they argue about before Zrika? Amra Papa, but Tzitz Meratze Achilot Kamiflige. The question is, when we say that Tzitz is Meratze and Tuma, what does that mean that Tzitz is Meratze and Tuma? Is the Tzitz Meratze and Tuma only on items that go on the Mizbeach? For instance, if the Komets became Tamei, if the Dam became, there was a problem with the Dam that became Tamei, that the Tzitz is Meratze on? Or is it Tzitz Meratze even on things that are Nechal the Kohanim? Even things that are eaten by the Kohanim, can the Tzitz be Meratze? Rabbonon sabre yad tzitz meratze al achilot. But I believe that tzitz is meratze on achilot too. Now let's say when tzitz is meratze on achilot, that doesn't mean that it's mutar to eat them. Tzitz is meratze on achilot to say that they are still valid shirayim to put the matir on the mizbeach, but not that they are now mutar v'achilah. That's what the tzitz is meratze for. That was a question Shaul asked yesterday. That the tzitz is meratze only in the sense that it makes it a good shirayim. It doesn't make it mutar b'achila. Then Rabbi Yehuda Savar, in tzitz meratze al achilot. The tzitz is not meratze on achilot. Therefore, you have shirayim that are missing, shirayim that are chaserim, and you can't do the zrikat adam, you can't do the halat abazichin. The shirayim are not whole. We'll stop here.